It is hardly surprising that English food policy to date has seemed muddled, given that responsibility for it is spread across no fewer than 16 separate government departments, as well as the obvious candidates, such as the Department of Health, the Department of Education and DEFRA. There are more surprising departments, such as the Department of Justice, Prison Food, and Digital Culture, Media and Sport, Food Sponsorship and Advertising. In 2020, Kelly Parsons, a food policy researcher at the University of Hertfordshire, produced a report identifying which government departments are responsible for which aspects of food policy in England. The meticulous research process confirmed Parsons' hunch that there is no single place to go to find out about food-related policy, either for those inside or outside government. Parsons told me that after she published her map of the different groups and departments, a number of people in Whitehall told her how useful it was, because they had been just as much in the dark about food policy as the rest of us. Given the poor state of the average British diet, the Food Foundation found in 2021 that almost a third of British children aged between 5 and 10 eat fewer than one portion of vegetables a day, it would be easy to assume that Britain must have a poor nutrition policy. But the problem is actually deeper and more nebulous than this. Britain doesn't actually have a single nutrition policy at all, just a series of different policies on food, often contradictory ones, emerging from different departments at different times. Not only do these departments fail to coordinate their actions on food, but they may have directly opposing agendas. Current agricultural policy in the UK subsidises sugar and red meat, even though dietary advice from the Department of Health recommends eating less of them. Earlier this year, Parsons set out to identify some of the key disconnects in food policy in England, based on interviews with senior officials in key departments in Westminster. One of the biggest contradictions was that different departments have different client groups to please. Health officials may wish to restrict junk food being marketed to children, but their counterparts in the Department for Digital Culture, Media and Sport are more interested in protecting the profits of the advertising industry. When you have an agriculture minister who says, "I'm going to be judged on whether I keep the farmers happy," and a minister of health who has a completely different set of interests, it's difficult to see how they would work together, said one of Parsons' interviewees. The client who tends to get forgotten in all this is the ordinary person, simply trying to feed themselves and their family as well as they can on a stretched budget. Another of the disconnects Parsons identified was between nutrition, obesity, and income. Through the Department of Health, the government hands out advice on what to eat, through the much-criticised Eat Well Guide. But there is no attempt to cross-reference this with policy on welfare and on food access, specifically people's ability to afford the food being recommended for healthy weight. This clash of departments partly explains why so many obesity policies focus on physical activity as the solution, rather than reforming the food supply.